alguien dice es, why is there mouches? Dijimos ese caso, in Timore. Why isn't there mouches? So Dijimore says that there is no mouches for a lava bomb chalest. Mouches there is only for a lazy segomo, not for an iseresse. So we see that it's not just a bit lasse. It's not just a bit lasse. Of course, one can be mivatel the ese vashmo kiaratiro in many ways. But there is, the Gemara, it wouldn't occur to anybody's mind that there should be malkes. Now, of course, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, so is not such a simple thing. The Gemara says, Ein legabi meishe, v'chiyiras Hashem, means a zutra siri. The Gemara asks, so the Gemara gives a teretz, Ein legabi meishe rabbeinu, means a zutra siri. So it's a small thing, legabi meishe rabbeinu, but legabi us, it's not such a small thing, it's not just an easy thing. So in other words, in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of Hashem l'kechatiro, one has to work very hard to be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of Hashem l'kechatiro. But no one would say that there should be malkes for being mevatel the mitzvah of Hashem l'kechatiro. Could anyone conceive that there should be malkes for not reciting Kriya Shema? Malkes there could be if you are in the relationship. So even if we say that there is malchus for an iseresse, because an iseresse is also, to a certain extent, like Eloise said, as the Gemara calls it, lava bom chalase, mashik. But if it doesn't imply, if Esa Hashem Lekechatiro does not imply an iseresse, just a bit of mitzvah ase, how could it even be conceived that there should be malchus? So, and you see the Ram's Loshi is, birisht mure mafkino nazore, למסקר שם שמיים ובתולה, מדרסי וזה השם הלקח אותי. השם הלקח אותי. Now, why do I elaborate so much? Now, because, you see, as far as מייצי שם שמיים ובתולה, so the Gemara says in Tmure in so many words that there is an Iseres. How about Ochel ובתולה? So the Gemara, Daf Nun Aleph in Broches says that if someone is masker in Broch Levatole, so he's even Lissis Shem Lekach Lashon. But on that point, there is a Machlekes Veshem. The Shite of Teisves in Rosh Hashanah is that Zanasmach. And Midrash said there is no Isa to say Broch Levatole. Shem Shemayim Levatole, yes. That there is an Isa, an Isa Rese. But Broch Levatole, according to Teisves in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, I think. Lamed Gimel is just before the end of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, so Teisa says there is no Isa Derais. Why? So Shem Levatole is more chomer than Broch Levatole. Why is Shem Levatole more chomer than Broch Levatole? Because Broch Levatole is not Shem Levatole. Is not Shem Levatole. Shem Levatole means in vain. But we mention God's name in Anim Zmiris, and after all, Anim Zmiris is not a Takonis Chachomim. A Python composed it. So how can we mention God's name so many times in beauty? The answer is Shem Levatole means in vain. But if you say Shvach, so all the Shiri Kedesh of Rabbi Dalevi, Rabbi Shlomo Ben Gvir, I mean, God's name is mentioned. That's not Levatole, because it's Shvach. That's the Hipech of Levatole. Mashink, so Memele, if not for his special Iser of Broch Levatole, every Broch Levatole would be like a piyut. So just as you are allowed to say God's name in Anim Zmireis, in Shira Yichud, why shouldn't you be allowed to say God's name in a Broche? When you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakel Nei B'Dvarei, so even if you pronounce the Shem, so you say Shvach like a piyut, but there is a special Iser of Broch Levatole. So where is that Iser of Broch Levatole mentioned? So the Gemara in Broche says Loisisa Shem Hashem Kach Lashov, Loisisa Shem Kach Lashov. So that's an Asmachte according to Teisves. It's only an Asmachte. But with the Isa, there is no Iser. And there is no Iser of El Hashem Kachotiro. Because El Hashem Kachotiro implies that it's also to be Maskel Vatole. But in the Broche, so it's like Piyut, it's Shvach. But there is, with the Rabbonon, the Chol HaPoches, with the Rabbonon, there is an Iser of Ochol Vatole. Now, the Shite of the Chinuch and the Shite of the Rambam, In the Hezbroch it says that it's not a Nesmachte. It's a Drosh Igmur. But the Rambam will also be made. The Ikalab of the Sishim Kachlashov has reference to Nishvashov, Shvashov, Nishvah Levin Shueven, or Levin Shueit, and so on. But it's also Nichla. So maybe there is no Malkis for that. There is no Malkis. Even according to Mandoma, that Lavshein B'maise, there is Malkis. Even according to Shlokit, Lavshein B'maise, there is Malkis. There wouldn't be any Malkis for Bochel Atole, because it's not the Ikal Lav. The Ikal, the Ikal Isea, that is implicitly Siso, is the Isea against Nishma Lashon. But it's a Drosh Igmur. So there's the Sheet of the Ramba, in Luch Broches, and the Sheet of the Chinuch. Oh, now, so according to the Chinuch, there is a Lav Deraise of Luis Siso. There is a Lav Deraise of Luis Siso, Ligabe Broch Levatom. Lav Latom. But he doesn't mention that there is the Lav Deraise of Luis Siso applies to Shem Levatom, that not. The Ramban in Chumash, Parashat Yisrael, and Aseres HaDibres, so he says that if someone is Masker Shem Shomayim Levatole, he is also Iver Lisisa Shem Kech Lashon. He is also Iver Lisisa Shem Kech Lashon. Now, so the question arises, so, Monefshech, if according, so the Shite of the Chinuch, the Rambam Shite is not clear. The Rambam could agree with the Ramban, I mean, it's not Mefurish. But the Shita of the Chinuch is that there is the love of Lisiso applies to Broch Levatole. But to Shem Levatole, there is only an Isares. No. So Broch Levatole, according to the Chinuch, is more homo than Shem Levatole. According to Teisves, so Shem Levatole is much more homo than Broch Levatole. Because Broch Levatole is Muta Midrais. And only Osam Rabono. Shem Levatole is Osam Midrais. The sheet of the Ramban is that not only is there a love of Lisiso, Ligabi Broch Levatole, but Ligabi Shem Levatole, there is also a love derives of Lisiso. So the question arises against the Ramban. So why does the Gemara in Gemara say that there is only an Isareseh called a love is Mohammo? So that's no kashi, because as far as the love is concerned, so the Ikalav of Lisiso, has reference to Nishvashon. Has reference to Nishvashon. But it's Nichla. So maybe there couldn't be any Malkes, even according to the Mandoma, that Lavshim and Mais is Lichnov, because it's Lavshim and Cholis. Mashenkein Ligabe Meisishim Shomayim Levatore. So they are the Iker Iser of Esar Shemot Yachotiro deals with Moitish Shemayim Levatole. The Rai is that the reason is why there is no Malkis for Moitish Shemayim Levatole is because in Lekin Alav Abom Chales. Otherwise, there would be Malkis. But for Broch Levatole, there is no Malkis. Even though, according to the Chinuch, it is included in the love of the Siso, because it's not the Ika love. Mashenke in the Iker Ese of the Shem Lekechotiro has reference to Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole. So the reason is why the Gemara in Gemara mentioned just the Ese, because this Ese is the Iker Ese. In other words, Ese Shem Lekechotiro represents a Chiyuv Asei. The Chiyuv Asei implies, as the Rambam mentions in the Sira Teiro, that the essence of the chiyuv asei, of the mitzvah asei, of Eshem Kartiro, bisman shodem mizbeinim bidvor meilu pirdal mchazatire, aloch yedveiz, bisman shodem mizbeinim bidvor meilu umarke kol abruim mimaloch vidalgo vodom, kayeitze bei vire chochmosi shla kodish bolchu, vichol haitzurim vichol abruim, meisif avo limokim, vititzmo nafshei viich mepsori lehevar mokim bolchu, viiro viifrat mishifluse vidaluse vikaluse, kishiyari chatz mileachot maaguf isakdeishi magdilim vikol shmolachas maatzureiz, הטירס הנפרודיס מנהגל משום נסחב רו בגילם כלל, וימצא עצמי שהוא כחלימו לבושו או חלימו, ריק וחוסר. That's the mitzvah say, but there is an iser say, and that's the iker. That's the iker. So, in other words, that involves more than an Israel that is Nichlal in Lisiso Hashem and Shekech Lashon. Because there it's not the Ikalav, but here is the Ikaras. Alright. Now, Vim Lenidu, who Atzme Yebinidu, Loishe Yebinidu Meilo, El Roli Snadis Koma, Shari Amaskir Atzme Tzorich Nidu, Vehechi Yechomo Memenu, Hashemeya Vishesik, Elokdamo. Because it's possible to explain the Gemara differently. That it means that if let's say Ruvein was Masker Shein Shemayim Vato, so anyone who observed it is mechuyev to be menadehim. And suppose he wasn't menadehim, so maybe he becomes a menudeh by itself. So the Ran says that's not a pshat in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, in other words, that v'im lo nidu who atzmei yibinidu lo yishei yibinidu meilo elo rol istanis koma shari amasker atzmei tzorich nidu ve'eich yeichomu memenu ha'shemei avishei seikel gamon. So there could be a possibility to explain that the observer of this Shem Shemayim Vatolo, so, and who is not Minade, the one who pronounced Shem Shemayim Vatolo, that he should be Nidu Meilov? So he says it's impossible. It's impossible. Because this aloche does not even apply to the masker Shem Shemayim Vatolo. Alachas kamo v'chamo, it does not apply to the Shemeya al-Prochel Vatolo, of Shem Shemayim Vatolo. Vilnadu who has meaning. So lo yishei b'nidu Meilov, elo rolu v'nisnadis koma, shari masker atzmi tzorich nidu, ve'eich yeichomo memenu, ha'shemei avisheisek elo kedamo. Why? Shebikol mokim. So in other words, so what does Rav tell us? Not only that the masker shem shemayim mischayim nidu, that the shemeya, who was not minad the maskia, b'meizit, he is also chayim. Shebikol mokim, she'askoras Hashem mitzuyo, shomaniz mitzuyo. Why were the Chachamim so strict in regard to Haskorah Shem Shemayim Vatolo? I mean, we don't find that in regard to any other Aveire, that the person who observes another person doing a certain Aveire, he himself, if he's not Minade, the person who did the Aveire, so he himself is Chayim. We don't find it in regard to any other Aveire. The answer is because there is a certain Chayim in Shem Shemayim Vatolo that doesn't apply to anything else. שבכל מוקי, שהזכורס השם מצויו, שומניס מצויו. תאי מקיוי, למי דאמרינום ואם לא נידו הוא עצמא יבנידו. שערייה שחומו, דשומניס מצויו, תחזי בכל המוקים אשר עסקי רשמיו ולכו ברכתיכו. ומתזכורס השם מצווה מביא פרוחו ואישר, הזכורס ושוב, כרמס הניוס. אינם הם מתחזי גם בשביל שקר, וכל צור וסייצו וסבונו, ובתמור המידה מהזכור השם לבטור ובשביל שקר. And then Vanius Kimisi, Shenema Kimisikolanoshi, the Loy Mesomanish, Kidamun Likam Shekaboeza, the Mebahave, they lived, the Holmokin Shenema Nitsim and Itzovi, Mainom, Elodos Maviron. So to whom does it have reference? Kimisikolanoshim Dos Maviron. And they still lived at the time of the Machlekes of Kerach, the Inahav Machlekes of Kerach, Elom Nesheanu, because they became impoverished. Omak Kimesu, the Avon Gavi Amin Hosom, the Abor Shurin Kimes, only the Sume Umitseiro Mishen Libonim, Hoche Vada Imanius Koma. The only Machinistimu, they became blind, Dok Sil Machlikas Ishok Kirach, so doesn't Laviram, they themselves said it, Haene Yanoshi Moim Tinake, and they were referring to themselves when they said to Mesh Rabbeinu, Haene Yanoshi Moim Tinake. וילקה למימה נמשו ימצרויים דוקסי בקרב כל ישראל, וילקה למימה שנשרפו במתנתרד אמרינון שחוזרו למומום במייסו איגל, וילקה למימה משום שלא היו לבונים, אומר כמי סודים קיין, היך אומר להם מזה שוב מצרימו, וכי מפני שלא היו להם בונים, לא נשמועים למלכוס להלשיני אל פארי, אלא ודאי מפני שיורדו מנכסיהם, ולא היו דבריהם נשמועים. אוי מי זהו אין, אוי אין, אל משוב אל אדוני. והיקשו בגייסס. מהי הישמי האסקורס השם בחברי? די צורך לנדאי זה. הוא אמרו לנו ירושלמי, די חולשני זה קישור או צורך לנדאי זה. וכן הממוחה בדוח תטובה. דאמרו את פרק המדידושן, חזיו על גב רדה וזורת בין הגופנה. So in other words, so he planted some seeds in the vineyard. He's a miser of crying. Amrenis im Arvene Shante. Vögel und mit Gauchin, aber immer und die haben sie die Rebbe, Chazise, Lau, Gavre, da wir machen mit Neikodum. So, da haben sie die Rebbe, die Schifre und die Rebbe. So, she observed how one father was hitting his grown-up son, and that's awesome, because then you provoke him, Chas V'Sholem, into very serious averes. So, sometimes he might even be incited to hit back the father. So Yariva with the evil is it Mirshim. So the Amsel Rebbe said, yeah, who gavre ye bin evil? So the Chachomim were neid nidu for 22 years in the nidu that the Shifre of this Rebbe pronounced against a certain person. The Almochel of Negodu vomulei lev ahu gavre bisham. So what is Tesis Kashi? So why does Rav have to tell us that Masker Shim Shemayim Vatolo is chayv nidu? Whenever someone, the Yerushalmi says, the whole Shenei say Kishuro, Tzorech Lenadesh. Now, the Rambam and the Tur and the Shemchaber mention, and it's a Riv. So they all mention, of course, the Moker is the Riv, that Al Chovdale Dvorim, Minad in the Sot. Chovdale Dvorim, Minad. So, the Riv certainly had the Moker, the Riv in the Rambam. The Moker is probably, as the Gro points out, from the Morin Broches. Whatever the Moker is. So, the Rambam says, Al-Esrim, Imperikvov, Milchest, Al-Motere, Halochi Yudalet, Al-Esrim, V'arbo Dvorim, Minadim, Esodom, V'nish, V'nish, Yovei, Lohei, Ha-Mevaz, Yesa, Chochom, Afilach, Ha-Meitzi, Ha-Mevaz, Yishli, Ha-Bez, Nakel, Chavir, Ebe, he always. Now, then, among the list he has, Hamizalzel b'dovar echod midivrei sefrim v'intzol chleima b'divrei teim. So in other words, only these chavdalet chaiti achayim. You can have many more chaiti, but only these chavdalet chaiti achayim. So what does the Rambam? Now the Rambam mentions in Yerushalmi kol sheneisi kishuro tzorich linadeisi. So that's a general cloud. It doesn't make any difference which is there. Any is there. In the Isi Kashiro, any is the Raisa, any is the Rabbonon. What will the Rambam do with this Yerushalmi? So it is obvious. One of the items mentioned in the Chavdal Dvorim is, hey, item hey. Hamizalvim Tovarachim Devesefrim in Tzorch Lima, B'divri Teo. So that means, so that apparently, as they point out, that the Rambam took from that Yerushalmi. The Shalme says, in an Eid Kishur, in Eid Kishur, so it doesn't mean that if somebody, let's say, is Eivir and Issa Gezel wants, and Issa Mazik wants, or any Aveira, even at the Reise, so he's Chayav Nidu. Only if he's Mizalzel. Mizalzel means he's completely addicted to a certain Aveira. So even if he's addicted to Nisar Rabbonon, he's Chayav Nidu. But the other items, even if he's not Mizalzel, so let's say, not if he's addicted, if he does it every day. If he just was mivaze chocham once, he's chayim nidu. Hamivaze shli abezden, even if he was mivaze shli abezden just once. Hakir lechavir eved. There's gemara in Dushin, even if he was kir lechavir eved just once. But mishe sholchu lebezden bekovel his man velibo. In other words, is somebody who doesn't pay attention to his money from bezden. Even once. But then, Hamizalzel, if he's not just once, if he's Mizalzel, so then any is there. So, obviously, the Rambam explained, understood, the Yerushalmi Kol Shenisik Shura Tzorch Lanadei say, if he's Mizalzel, in Idobar Echot, Midivateirom, Midivaseifrem, not if he did it just once. Now, then, the Ram mentions the Gemara of Amsel the Rebbe Chazisel Ha'ugavre Da V'mochel Ibnei Godel V'yomrele Leve Ha'ugavre B'Shamte Leve Ha'ugavre B'Shamte. So that is mentioned in the Rambam. Item Yudzayin Hamachshir Eseiveya. So the Raivet has a story. Omer Avron Kin Hamakez Me'akodem. Now the question is, what does the Raivet want from the Rambam? Because the Gemara mentions Maket Me'akodem. So it's not that the Raivet is trying to mention in Mokeir for the Rambam Salochas. That's not the derech of the Raivet. So apparently the Raivet mentions a certain asod. He agrees with the Rambam, but he doesn't agree fully. Why? Because the Mokir of the Rambam that a Machshu was saying there is Chayiv Nidu. That's the Gemara Fams in the Rebbe. And what kind of Mirshu was there? A father was hitting his adult son. So Mimele, he was Machshuim. He was driving him Chas V'Sholem to very serious Averes. Because sometimes it happens that when a father hits the grown-up son, so in the heat of fury, the son sometimes might hit back the father. And that's one of the Chmurei Shebateiro. So Memele, by hitting a grown-up son, you are provoking, you drive him to Averes. So the Raive Chita is that not every, you see, the Rambam Chita is that every machshel is evil. Now, I discussed it in Chum, that there are two Yisurim in the evil is in Mirshu. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's Ilav Shem Cholis. Why? Because one Yisur is a real Mirshu. And the Mirshu, when you are machshel him, shaloi mitayitim, b'rtzeinim. Let's say Mashi Itzoshin Yigenes, or a blind person is walking in the street, and then you put a stone in front of him. So then he's not aware. You trap him. You set the trap. But then there is another reason contained in the evil Mirshu. Let's say Meshit Kisayin Linozir or Evam Nachayu Beneiach. So that is a Yareiver. Even if the person the Nozir asks you, he begs you. You are still, in other words, Misayeh Devavere. So it's two different Yisurim. So in other words, according to the Rambam, any Machshel Esoiver is Chayiv Nidu. Whether it's a Machshel Esoiver who put a stumbling block before a blind person, a Mashi Yitzhashin Genes, or Meshit Kisayin Linozir, or whatever way he's able to be there. Because he says, HaMachshel Esoiver Stam. So Omar Avrom, Kinamakes Neagotel, not every Machshel Esoiver. In other words, if somebody is Meshit Kisayim Linozir, because the Nozir asked him, true is Ever Lav the Raise, but he's not Chayim. Because there are two Yisurim. It's only the Yisur of Lifnei Iver, of setting a trap for a blind person. In other words, when you mislead him without his das, without his consent. Let's say if somebody will be Meshit Kisayim Linozir and they'll tell the Nozir, it's water, not wine. Let's say sometimes you have white wine. So he'll be meshit white wine to a nozir, and he'll tell the nozir it's water when he misleads him. So then he'll be chayim nidu. But meshit kisayim nozir, and he tells him you should know it's wine, but the nozir doesn't care. He'll be able to have the raise, but he'll is not chayim nidu according to the Raivet. But according to the Rambam, he'll be chayim nidu. So the Rambam mentioned. Now the Ran is the kashi. The mentions the Raivet. That any avere, so is chayiv nidu. The whole shenei se kishure. So he mentions three members. One is whole shenei se kishure. So tzorich lenadeze. And then the second is chazul haugavre da havizora beiniguf. And then the third gemara famsed v'rebi. So as far as the first member that the Ran cites, so according to the Rambam, it means mizalzul b'davarechem divatei v'chor divasefer. Now, so it's no kasher. Here, Rav tells us a special aloche that even if he's not mizalzel, not that if he does it, if he's observed constantly to be masker shim shemayim latole, but if he did it once, so you have to be menadim. And the Rambam mentions that ha masker item yudkimu ha masker shim shemayim levatolo or mishvua b'divrei avoy. Now, as far as chazul haugavre da vezore beiligufne. The Rambam does not mention it in the Chavdalei Dvorim. So obviously, the Rambam applied this Gemara in Gdushin of Chazul HaGavre, that Gavre was not just seen once to throw in seeds, you know, in a vineyard, seeds of tree in the vineyard. Chazul HaGavre, that he was accustomed to do that. So he was a mizalzel in the Yisur of Klayim. So Mimele, it comes within the item of Hamzalzel Dabrechon Yivasev. Now now the other memre of Hamse Berebe, so that is mentioned in item Yudayin, Amachre Zeiver. So in other words, so it's no kashe according to the Rambam. But the Teisve says the kashe. So it seems from Teisve's, it appears from Teisve's, that Teisve's Veteisves is has another shikat in the Rambam. In other words, according to the Rambam, so there are only Chov Dalet Dvorim, and which business minade, and business not minade on anything other than Chov Dalet Dvorim. But according to Teisves, apparently Teisves assumed that the Pshat in Yerushalmi, Kol Shein Eise Kishurom, Tzorech Linadeise, means not only if he's Mizalz, because if Teisves had interpreted the Yerushalmi the way the Rambam does, so he wouldn't have any kashe. So there is a special aloche by Askor Hashem, even if he's not Mizalz. If he's not Mizalz, all right, you could say that as far as Hashem is concerned, so this Shita is that even if one is seen, be amazing, wants to be maskir Hashem Shemayim Vatola. In other words, all the Rishonim point out that if somebody is maskir Hashem Shemayim Vatola b'sheidik, he doesn't know it's osir, then we are not allowed to minad him. So it's all the Rishonim perot say it. So it's only when he doesn't be amazing, So in other words, so in order to determine whether a person is a mizalzel or he's just an aveya, so it's not on the basis of the number of times a person does a certain aveira. That's not a criterion. In other words, so how many times does one have to do a certain aveira, the raise or the rabbanon, in order to be considered a mizalzel? But 3 times, that's okay. 10 times. How many times? So the Rambam should mention. The answer is, there is no definite number of times. When a person, let's say, does a certain aveira, because he's subjected to a considerable temptation, and he is not giving his Yetzer Hara, so then he cannot be considered as Mizalzel. If somebody, let's say, is zoya to eat kosher food, but let's say he's on a boat, and there is no other food except bread and water, but treife, either bread and water or treife, and he is not giving Yitzrei, he succumbs to his temptation, and he eats treife food. You cannot call him. Of course, he's posleides. Unless there is pikuach nefesh, but otherwise he's posleides. But you cannot call him mizalzel in the isar treif, because he's not mizalzel. He just did not curb his yetzer hara. That's all. He succumbed to his temptation, so he's not called. He cannot be called mizalzel. But if somebody can get kosher food by just making a telephone call, so they'll deliver to him, and or by paying 1 penny more, so they'll deliver it to him kosher food. But because he'll have to pay 1 penny more, so he decides to eat treife food, he'll not be considered as a mumel lehachis. He'll still be mumel leitov, even though it's for the sake of 1 penny. So he's still a mumel leitov, but he could be considered mizalzel in the isar of treifes, anyways. So in other words, that's no raya from the fact that the Teisves mentions, that the Ran mentions, the Gemore, or the Yerushalmi of Kol Sheneise, Kishur, or Tzorech Lenadeise, so it's no raya that they are chilik on the Rambam. Because they could agree with the Rambam. But then, if they agree with the Rambam, so what kind of a kashi is it? Kol Sheneise, Kishur means Mizalvo Bidavarech Mdivateiro. And here the Rav tells us that if one is seen to be Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatole, be made it once, the answer is, after all, in Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatole, normally, is there a temptation? Could there be a temptation to be Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatole? So if someone is observed, be made it, he was told that it's Osea, and still he does it, and normally there is no temptation in being Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatole. Eating macholas asura, so there can be a temptation. But here there is no temptation. So even if he does it once, he can be considered mizalzel in the Yisr of Askar Shem Shemayim Vatol. Oh, so there is no raya. So there is no raya from that Gemara. But the raya is from the Ran, from the fact that the Ran mentions Kol Shein Eise Kishur Tzorech Linadeise, they say there is no raya. But the raya is from the fact that the Ran mentions the other Gemara. Chazul hau gavre da vizora beini gufne. Amre nisi maru nishamti. Nisi maru nishamti. If the Ran had agreed with the shite of the Rambam that only mizalzel, that the pshat in Kol Shineisi Kishur Otzoch Nadeisi means only mizalzel, then the Ran should have said then there is no kashe, because maybe the Gemara doesn't tell the details of that situation where with the woman added him because he was seen Zora ben Igufne, maybe he was seen to constant to be misalvo in the Yisr of Kain, not just to behave once, you see. And then he mentions Amsel Rebbe Chazisel Augavel and Mochel Nigodel. Amochel Nigodel, according to the Rambam, so that's a special aloche. Hamachel is a Yiveya. So we see from the second members that the Ran cites, it's a raya that the Ran is Chelek HaRambam. From the first member that the Ran cites, there is no raya. But from the second members, the second and the third member, it's a raya that is Chelek HaRambam. And that he understands, that the Ran understands, the Yerushalmi, Kol Shein Eisik Yishur Otzorich Lina Deisei. Now they say, not if someone is misalzel, even with once. Meicha, they say, sir. Then, so the Rosh says that the reason is why Rish Lakish had no right to menade him, because Rish Lakish was menade him after the act was all done, all finished. But had Rish Lakish been menade him while the person was engaged in the act of picking the tanim, then it would have been kedin. And then he mentions the general rule. He mentions the din. What did he get the general rule? Obviously, that's Yerushalmi in the Yekishon. But apparently the Ran agrees with the Rosh. And the Ran Shita is that Techoche might also be Mechayev. Techoche might also be Mechayev of Nidu. And as far on the score of Techoche, so Kol Shenei Se Kishur, as long as the purpose is to stop him, to correct him, in the Avere, to be Meneah him from doing the Avere, so any Avere he can be Menadi. So, and the Ran Shiti is that Hashem Yaskos Hashem is also because of Techoche, not because of Migdal Milsei. So that's why the Ran is the Kash, from that Yerusha. Alright, now then he says, Vitiyotsu. So that's Tesis Kash. But then he says, Vitiyotsu. Deinoch Nami. Elomiu baskoras Hashem bilechud hu doma v'im loy nidu hu atzme yei binidu mipnei she'on shechomo uchid echesim. Alright, now let's see. Omer Avade, Habe ka imne kamed ravuni shame lahachitze daavke askoras Hashem levato sham tevishor lo lealta beab shmamne otla shmamne ashki askoras Hashem bechavei vetzorof lateisi ushmane no nidu bifonov imatirun bifonov. Now, the one doesn't explain every point, but how can we deduce all these three halachas? Shmam netla, shmam ino ashmei askos Hashem b'chavir etzoch lateis. So that's simple, because otherwise Ravune would not have been menaded that lady. Shmam ino nidu b'fonov imatir l'yalo b'fonov. Wow, how is that muchach? The Ram doesn't say a thing about it, but it is self-evident that the raya shmam nidu before the matir l'fonov is from the fact that vishorolo le'alta b'yap. So in other words, he was nevosh to be matir the nidu immediately. Why was he in such haste? The answer is because the aloha is nidu b'fonov imatir l'fonov. Now, if he had waited, so then this lady would have gone away, and then it would have been, it might have been very difficult for him to annul, to absolve the lady from the nidu. So because of that, he was in such a rush to absolve her from the nidu immediately. 1 minute after he pronounced the nidu, he absolved her from the nidu. So that's the right. Ushmamino in benidu afor of leklum, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to annul the nidu immediately after he pronounced the nidu against him. All right. Now, let's see the Ram. Ushmamino in benidu afor of leklum. So the Gemara says there, so the Tabayahu really says it. Shmuel says to Tosavitu Chore, But Abaye is the one who says, Hana Mila Limomein, I will ask you, say if somebody was Mivazi Talmud Chochem, Ade Chayle Shamtet Lotiyeh. So if somebody was nistade because, let's say, he wasn't tzayisli dine, he didn't come, you know, he didn't comply with the summons that Bezdin sent him, or with the psak din of Bezdin, so Bezdin can annul the nidu immediately. But if Bezdin was minade someone, because of afkeuse, because he was mivazei talmud chochem, so then you have to wait 30 days. This is what Abaye says. So that means, what's afkeuse? Afkeuse means for avere. Momen is not for an avere. That's for the purpose of kvir. Why is Bezdin minade someone who doesn't comply with the psak din? Not because of the avere. In order to be keeping, to comply with, in order to enforce the psak din. Why is Bezdin minade someone who doesn't come to Bezdin when Bezdin summons him? As kriya, as a measure of kriya. So mimele, there is no halacha of 30 days, he should stay in Nidu. But, Masha'in kin afkeruse, that's for the avere. So for the avere, he has to stay in the Nidu for 30 days. And here, was for the avere of maskashim shemayim batole. So how is it that he was matir the Nidu immediately? So vitiotsu, so teisves gives a teretz, nishan hoche, she Nidu ze ene yalulayim olof. Shall yaskir oichim shomayim levatole, velidom alafkir usay, mishim hoche, hoche, in binidu lafore veloiklo. Hoche veloiklo. So what does he say? Afkir usay, so what's the pshat in thesis? The pshat in thesis is as follows. Afkir usay mivazet al mitchochem. So the mechayev of the nidu of mivazet al mitchochem is mitamim usay, in order to maintain respect for Talmud Chochem. So, Mimele, in order to maintain a deterrent, to maintain respect for Talmud Chochem, so it's not enough to be minade the Chotzuf who was mivaze Talmud Chochem for 1 minute and then be matter. What kind of a Migdal Milse would it be? Mashein Kein, Shim Shomayim Levatolo. So, there is a special haloche that the nidu is because of the Chochem. This person, to correct this person, he shouldn't be so hasty in being maskir the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in vain. So it's only to chochel ayim olov, not laayim olov, not to deter others, to correct him. So as long as you pronounce the nidu and you are matir the next minute, so you'll be able to chastise him, to correct him. So this is what he's saying. V'loidov alafke v'usem, shim hoche, ein minid lafor v'likum, avo v'isil rab alfes ezal, shedochak iso shebefirik yon galchim, mipnei zu, v'shkos v'bilche iso, v'firik yon galchim, v'chin das Rambam, so the rab alfes and Rambam, they pass not like Abayin in Meit Kotl, because our Gemara is chilik an Abayin, and they hold that even afke v'usem, and all other averes for which Bezdin is not a person, so Bezdin can be matir the nidu a minute after the nidu was pronounced.
Is there anyone who was here before? All right, so let him. As כל השם עם חבר, היצורך מן הדי צאי, ושמע מן הנידור בפונוב, עם הכיר עוד בפונוב, ושמע מן הרעים בנידור אפור אבל יקום. So, how can we deduce all these three halachas? Now, the halacha, in benidu afor v'leklum, so that's simple, because he pronounced the nidu against her, and immediately it was matani. Now, and then, how do we know that Hashem yaskos Hashem b'chavir tzorah, they say, because if it hadn't been tzorah, they say, then he wouldn't have been nader. But how do we know that nidu b'fono v'madirin le'el b'fono? Because otherwise, why was he in such a rush to be matir the nidu immediately? The answer is, because in view of the fact that the nidu was pronounced before now, so maybe it couldn't be an old shalom before now. And so he had to be matir the nidu immediately because he didn't know whether we'd be able to find her. So that's the reason. This is how we know all the three halachas. Now, Teisles, as the Kashi, the Ram says, Hikshibu Teisles, Roman, Philippe, Medalchim, Horekom HaShmuel, Tutosa, Vituchore, Tut means the shofar, because the shofar was used in connection with Nidu. That doesn't mean that there cannot be any Nidu without the shofar, but that was the practice of using the shofar in connection with Nidu. So Tutosa, Vituchore, so the same shofar that answers, the same shofar can be matted. The Hanamila, in other words, you don't have to wait any time. The Hanamila Momene, Av Lafkeruse, Adechayla Lashamtet Lotiye. So we see that Lafkeruse, if somebody was nisnade because he was nivazet amut chochem, so then you cannot be matya the nidu until 30 days expired. So we clear to the Shanoch, she nidu zeyin el ayimon, she yaskiru shim shumayim vatolet. So I mentioned the machlekes, the Ramo, and the Taz, as to whether Bezdin has to abstain from being another certain person who is chayav nidu on account of the possibility that he might convert himself, become a mishumed. So the Ramo says, no, Bezdin should not abstain from being another someone who has to be nisnade in spite of that consequence. And the Taz is chelik. So from the Ramo we see one thing. I mean, there's no doubt that the Mechayim of Nidu is Migdaminse, not the Chacham. The Taz is chelik, so it could be that the Taz Shite is that the Mechayim of Nidu is the Chacham. Naturally, if the Mechayim of Nidu is the Chacham, what kind of the Chacham is it if it will result in Shmas? But the Taz could also agree with the Ramo that the Mechayim of Nidu is Migdaminse to deter others. But whereas, according to the Ramo, So deterring others from an Aveiro Kalo is more important than the fact that one Jew, one Roshe, will be eaten Chal Yisrael. So the Taz holds that the detriment constituted by one Jew being eaten Chal Yisrael is to be considered even more than the detriment that might be caused as a result of a number of Jews being induced to do an Averika. This is how the Taz. But anyway, as far as the Ramo is concerned, there is no doubt that according to the Ramo, so the Mechayev of Nidu is Midamilse. And that's the reason as to why the Taz, the Trishi and the Taz, in Simen Shimen, they mention in the name of the Maram that Bizman Azeh, that Niskaltel Wahadeiris. So we shouldn't be Minad. And that's the reason as to why within the last 500 years there were just a few Niduim by the Bel Yisrael. Because the Mechayon, what is it? He was here before, you sure? Right, I mean, what is it? He was here, so let me. So the Mechayim of Nidu is Midamilse. So today, that this cult Gladele is on the contrary, by carrying out Nidu. So we are not going to deter, we are going to drive Jews to Averas.
That's the situation. So it's not China. Even from the point of view of the Hoche, so today, so it's not China to be Nade, because today, Nidu will not be an effective measure of chastising people. But the Tazi, the Drishe, I mean, they lived in another generation. And in those days, so as a measure of the Hoche toward certain individuals, it was a very effective measure. And still they say that we shouldn't be minadi in those days. So that's also a riot. That the mechayev that they hold, that the mechayev of Nidu is the Hoche Migamils. So even in those days, it wasn't an effective deterrent. All right. Now, so he says, so Mele, the Teisve says, V'tirtzu tisham Hoche, Shemidu ze eini alayim olof, Shol yaske roichim shomayim la'atole, V'lidom olaf kerusim. Now, so that means that according to Teisves, the Nidu of Afkeruse, of Mivazet Talmud Chochem, is based upon Migdamils in order to enforce covet, respect for Talmud Chachomim. So if somebody is Mivazet Talmud Chochem, has to be Mivazet, has to be Menadet. But the Nidu of Meitzish Yishmael Vatole is based upon Tichoche. So Mele, that's the reason, since it's based upon Tichoche, so you don't, if it is based upon Midamilse, so then he has to stay in Nidu a minimum of 30 days in order to be an effective deterrent. But if it is based upon Tichoche, so it can fulfill its function of Tichoche by staying in Nidu for one moment. I suppose that this woman, when Ravune was minada her, so she immediately expressed her regret for being masker shim shemayim latole. So Mimele, the function of the choche was already fulfilled, so he was able to be matir the nidu immediately. Now, Avo Golisi, the Rabal says out. So in other words, so he says that there is no distinction between Afkeruse and Haskara Shem Shemayim Vatole. Just as according to Rabuni. But in the case of maybe Masker Shem Shemayim Vatole, so he doesn't have to stay. The Minute does not have to stay 30 days. He can be matter the Nidu immediately. So by Afkeruse also. So in other words, who said that Afkeruse the Chayav Shamtet Lo Tehiyeh Min Abaye? So the Halacha is not like Abaye. The Halacha is like Harogimon. So in other words, what's the pshat in the Rabbah Peshitta and the Rambam Shitta? So it's mashma that both, that the Rabbah Pesh and the Rambam, they hold that there is no distinction between Afkeruse and Haskara Shem Shemayim Vatole. Just as Afkeruse is based upon the need of Afkeruse, of Mivazet Talmud Chochem, is based upon the Milse Nati Choche, so the need of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatole is also based upon Mida Milse Neter, not chastising the individual who is the individual chayte. So, but that's the machlekes between Abaye and Rabune, and we pass like Rabune. Abaye holds that in as much as the mechayev of all nidu, whether it's Afkeruse or Haskara Shem Shemayim Vatole is midamilse, so mimele there has to be a minimum of 30 days. Otherwise, it will not be sufficient deterrent. Mashinji Rabune holds true it is. It is based upon Midamilse. But as long as you are not the delinquent party, so that will serve as a deterrent. Against others, because it's not such a pleasant thing to be in Nidu even for one moment. To be in Nidu for one moment is not a pleasant thing. So Mimele can serve as a deterrent against others. All right. Now let's see. So that means that we pasten
And we'll soon see, I mean, how the Mechaber and Ramo pass. Is it right? But most Rishonim appear to agree with the Shita of the Rif and the Ramo. Yes, what is it? If it's because of the Chochet, so why should there be a minimum of 30 days? Suppose he's Chizeh here immediately. Before 30 days are over, what kind of Tichoche is there? There is no purpose of Tichoche, you see. You see, if the Mechayev is Mida Milse, so then we understand that if the delinquent party, the Tshuve, before the 30 days are over, but it, in order that it should be a good deterrent, there must be a minimum of 30 days. But if the purpose is just Tichoche, so the moment he does Tshuve, so the purpose is accomplished. Now let's see the thesis.
They held the activities culture within the 30 days.
What is that?
They held for activities culture within the 30 days can be moved
for. If he's chaser within 30 days, according to the Rif and the Rambam. So person is mati.
So then,
but I mean according to the Rif and the Rambam. Not according to Abaye. Even if he's chaser. Yeah.
According to Abaye.
What?
I mean according to Abaye.
According to Abaye, if he was nisnade because of mevazet talmud chochem, so even if he's chaser, he does shchub before the 30 days are over, so his person is not mattering. So he has to stay in Nidwa until the end of the 30 days in order that this should be an example, a lesson to others. Now the Mechaber and Ramo, they mentioned both sheets. The Mechaber mentions just the day of the Rif and Ramo. So he mentions not only Momain, but Akiruse too. A moment, that is not, I mean, there's no shaila about moment, because moment is definitely not for the avere, it's not limit the milse, it's only for the purpose of kriya, you know, to force a baldin to appear before bezdin or to comply with the psak of the bezdin. That's certainly the chocha, I mean, there's no doubt. So, but he says, oh yeah, kibus, matir is loud. So he says, Suppose he doesn't do tshuve, he's not chazabei. So yesh mishei. So of course, if he doesn't do tshuve, So Kedim Shleshim Ye in Bezdin is certainly not matter. Otherwise it would be a joke. If Bezdin would be matir and Nidu immediately after the Nidu is pronounced without the Baldin even doing tshuve, without the guilty part doing tshuve, so it wouldn't be effective as any sort of a measure. But suppose 30 days expired, but he was not chazabe, he didn't do tshuve. V'afilo in loy chazabe. יש מי שאימר שמתירים לו אלה אחר שלי שמיה. והוא שיובי לבסדן ומבקי שיתיר לו. So he has to ask that it should be muter benid. He should ask. So the ask, some will say, that's the right answer. Now, the Rif doesn't discuss that question. The Rif and the Rambam, they only say, they mention explicitly the case
where it's Kedem Shleishim Yehim, but he is Chayzab. So they pass like Ravune, not like Abai. But how about the case where Shleishim Yehim expired, and he's not Chayzab? So if he's not Chayzab and he doesn't even come to Bezin and ask Bezin to be Matan and he do, then of course Bezin is not Matan, if he doesn't even ask. But suppose he asks, but he doesn't do Tshuva. He asks, but he doesn't do Tshuva. So then the Shita of the Raivad is, Yesh Misheimer Shematir Leilach HaShleishim Yeh, Vihu Shiyom Eli Bezin Uvake Shiyatir Leh. Avo, Im Mizalzel Binidu, Vein Im Uvake Shiyatir Leh, Manichine Yisei, Binidu Acheyos, Acheyos. So, that's the Raivad Shita. And then the Mechaba says, V'yesh Mishechirim Zeh. So the chilek b'zeh that the Mechaba mentions is only in connection with the case where he doesn't do tshuva, and it's after 30 days, and he just asks that Bezdin should revoke the nidun. So yesh mi shechilek b'zeh. Who is that chilek? Someone who is chilek on the Raivet. So the Ramos says in Agoye, we say there, the af le'acha shleishin yei, ei matir mulei ad sheyarzeh, b'siyosef b'shim Rambam. The Rambam doesn't spell it out. You see, the other thing, where he is Chayzeh, so then definitely the Rambam is like the Reed. Even Toich Shleishim Yeh, the Bezin is Matir. But suppose his Lacha Shleishim Yeh is not Chayzeh, so the Raivet says that Bezin can be Matir, even if he's not Chayzeh Lacha Shleishim Yeh. So, but the Bes Yosef says that the Bes Yosef says, B'Shem Aram. Now, then he says, so we say with that lach shleishim im matir li achiyat. Then he says something else. We teich shleishim im matir li afil chozam mashos. Teich shleishim im matir li afil chozam mashos. So that the Rosh mentions the teich shleishim im matir li afil chozam mashos. The Rosh mentions, but the Ramah says nagoye mashma b'bisyos l'das Rambam. That's strange. He says mashma b'bisyos l'das Rambam. The Bes Yosef says in the name of the Rambam that La'acha Shleishim in Matir La'chiyazah. But the other thing, the Teich Shleishim in Matir Le, Afil Chozat Masheroso, so that the Rambam doesn't say, but that the Rosh says. The Rosh says. Anyway, so we have several shittas. We have one shita, there's the shita of the Raivet, the Teich Shleishim Yeim, the Teich Shleishim Yeim, so. We can be matir if he's chayzer, and lach hashleishim yei, even if he's not chayzer, he can be matir. Then there is a shite that lach hashleishim yei, if he's not chayzer, so we're not matir. We are not matir. And then teich shleishim, we are not matir, even if chozam imashos. So obviously this thing, the second thing that Ramo mentions, that teich shleishim, a matir lei. Afil Chozam Moshoso has to be based upon. So, the second din, the Ramah mentions two din. Who is the Mogad Ishmaite is not important, whether it's the Rambam or the Rosh. I mean, it's not important, but the Ramah mentions two din that are contrary to the Raivet. The Shit is arrived is. The Shit is arrived is. First, like the Reef, that if Chozabei, we can be matter the shleishim. That's the Raivet Shite and the Riv Shite. And the Raivet also adds another aloche that la'acha shleishim can be matter loy chozavei, even loy chozavei. So that certainly has to be explained on the basis of Mida Minseh. Then the Ramah mentions two dinim that la'acha shleishim in matir li achiyazei and teich shleishim in matir li afil chozam mashos. Afil chozam mashos. So teich shleishim in matir lei. Afil chozam mashos. So that la'acha shleishim. So in matir lei achi yarzeya. So both dinim can be explained on the basis of milamins. The Ramah's dinim too. We don't have to say that the Ramah's din is based upon tichocha, because this halacha that the Ramah mentions. The second certainly could not be explained on the basis of Tichoche, because Chozal Mashoso, why shouldn't it be Matia? That can only be explained on the basis of Mila Milsa. But you could say that the Ramo holds that there are two Mechayvim of Nidu. One is Mila Milsa and one is the Choch. So Mimele, Teich Shleishim Matir Ole Yafil Chosam Masho, so because of the Mila Milsa, the Chay. And the first thing, La'acha Shleishim Matir Ole Yachi Yavzeya, La'acha Shleishim Matir Ole Yachi Yavzeya, because of the Techoch element. You could say that, but you don't have to say that. Since there are more pastimes that Bezdin has to carry out Nidu, even if it feels that as a result of that Nidu, that delinquent party will become Shumet, so we see that there are more Shite is that the sole Mechayev of Nidu is Migdal Milse. So maybe even the first thing, of course it can be explained on the basis of the Choche, the Afa Shleishim, Imatir Liachiyarzeh, but it doesn't have to be explained on the basis of the Choche. It can very well be explained on the basis of Mila Milsa as well, because it's a question of what degree of deterrent. There are all kinds of deterrent. In other words, so the Reeve holds, the Reeve and the Raivet holds, that if he stayed in Nidu for 30 days, even though he doesn't do Tshuva, so it's already a sufficient lesson for others. They'll realize he doesn't pay to follow the example of that delinquent party. Because if they do, they'll also stay in Nidu 30 days. Not such a pleasant experience to be in Nidu, to be isolated from the whole community for 30 days. And as so. But then there is another sheet, they know that it has to be a stronger deterrent. So Mele, in order to be a very effective deterrent, so we shouldn't be matter the needle until